Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it? The Bird Show.
You know, I'm a huge Hawks fan and have been for nearly half a season.
last season was all go Hawks, right?
Go Hawks, go Hawks. Yeah, for like the last 13 games of the season.
You said it so passionately.
Yeah. Go Hawks.
You should do it right now. They're undefeated.
They're undefeated right now. Here's what I love about the Hawks, because I'm a huge sports fan. I mean, I'm a huge Hawks fan also, but as far as sports go, I read them all. Sports Illustrated, ESPN, I'm watching, you know, all
of it. You're on Sports Center all day, right?
All the time it's on in the background, right? Nobody is predicting the Hawks to win the championship. They're flying so under the radar right now.
Okay.
And only we bandwagoners know how good they are.
At least you've admitted it.
This is exactly where you want to be. All right, so this is the perfect position for the Hawks to be in this season. Perfect.
I actually,
everybody's talking Celtics and Orlando and Cleveland and Shaq. This is where we want to be. Nobody expects us to kick ass.
Us. Go Hawks. One more, go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
There you go.
I actually thought of you yesterday because ESPN or somebody did. Remember, what was it that your dad said about you playing soccer? Related to your height?
He said, because I was struggling with baseball, he said he was trying to suggest that I should try soccer because I was athletic and you don't have to be very tall and that would be a better suited sport for me, which I didn't listen to, which I should have listened to.
And I'm assuming this is because of the start of the NBA season, but some TV show or some network had a study, because people will study anything, had a study explaining what heights are suited for what sports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, the taller you are, the better it makes you at basketball.
And that's the joke amongst all tall kids.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, you play basketball.
Right.
Yeah. And how tall are you?
Yeah. 5'10", give or take. It's been a while. Yeah, 5'4".
Okay. Soccer wasn't on the list for you.
For guys that are shorter to play?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It was horse jockey and gymnast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That hurts. If I had a dime for every time I was in San Diego, when I lived in San Diego, that somebody approached me and asked to train me to ride horses.
No way.
Oh, yeah. It happened quite a bit.
Are you serious?
Quite a bit.
When you were growing up?
Yeah, because I used to play beach softball. It's a game that I would take way too long to explain.
Okay.
People could see the athleticism and they saw how I was built, and I had way more than one occasion with Del Mar Fairgrounds right up the road where they race horses. People ask me, have you ever thought about being a jockey before?
Really? Why didn't you say yes?
Insecure about my height.
Really?
Insecure about my height. It's probably the reason why I didn't get into soccer also, because it's the truth. What Jeff is saying here is the truth. It's like, just because you're tall or big doesn't make you a better athlete than somebody that's short or shorter in stature. Like, if you take a look at half of the guys in the NBA right now, a lot of them are playing because they're just big guys. They're not necessarily athletic guys, but they're big, tall dudes. Bodies, man.
And they can basically just lift up an arm and think it's in the basket.
So LeBron James isn't athletic?
Now he's the exception. I would definitely say he's an athlete.
He's the one exception?
Not the one exception, but there are plenty of guys. Like, you get these dudes in the league. Do we really want to go down this road? These dudes that are like 7'4", 7'2", or what have you, that are just big bodies, not necessarily athletic.
Look, who in the world is 7'4"?
Shaq is like 7'2 or something like that.
Really?
We got a couple of dudes on our team. Al Horford, I think, is like a he's 6'10, but I think that Zaza Pachulia guy is like 7 foot or something like that. That and he's a really good example. There you go. There's a guy, big dude. Some would say a little slow in the feet. Maybe not all that athletic, but a big dude and a great guy to have on your court for you.
So who is who then would be a better athlete? You or one of these tall guys who are just playing basketball because they're tall?
Well, if they only played basketball, then I would say that they're good at that sport, but not necessarily athletic. So if you put me up against an Al Horford playing soccer, you put me up against a Shaq like playing soccer, something that caters to more of my athleticism and height, then I'd probably kick ass.
Okay.
Met with silence.
Oh, yes.
Well, just because you're big doesn't mean you're athletic.
You are aware that these are professional athletes.
Yeah, in theory, I understand what you're saying, but you would really go up against a professional athlete.
So
you're
saying an athlete, not in his sport. Like,
not in his sport, but in soccer.
I wouldn't call up Matt Ryan today and say, look, I could beat you in a quarterback competition.
No.
But I might call Matt Ryan up and say, I could beat you in a 40-yard dash.
But a great athlete is somebody that could play any sport.
I might. I wouldn't.
Football players run.
There are slow quarterbacks. There are slow centers. There are slow hockey players. Just because you're an athlete or you play a professional sport doesn't necessarily make you athletic. So it's going over your head.
No, I got it. I got it. So you would literally take on a player in soccer?
If it's outside their sport, sure, I'd give it a try. You bet. You bet.
Man, you had some muscle milk this morning.
I'm just saying in the sports world, people hear it.
Well, I'm sure that we're just all like, really? So he really would take on somebody.
Like, I mean, there's no doubt about it that you're athletic and you work out every single day. So you're in great shape to be able to do that.
Okay. And I feel solid about that. If it wasn't in their own, there's no way that I could beat that, what's that world sprinting dude's name from Jamaica?
Oh, Bolt. Usain Bolt.
There's no way I could take him on in his sport. But there could be a mutual sport that would even the playing field where I think we'd be fine at.
Like kickball. At Piedmont Park.
Yeah.
And that's probably about it.
So you think you could beat Chipper Jones at kickball? You could take McCann down in some dodgeball?
No, I couldn't because that caters to their sport.
Okay.
Because McCann's a catcher. If I played dodgeball, that's all about throwing, he'd kill me.
Could you swim some laps against Chipper?
Yes.
And beat his butt?
Or Brian McCann, then yes, that's a very good analogy.
I'm pretty sure I could beat Matt Ryan in Foursquare. And beat his ass in Foursquare.
I could rock him in tetherball.
So that would be my take on it.
Okay.
A call for Royd on line 5.
For Royd?
Steroid.
Good morning, Q100.
Hello?
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I was surprised. This is Zaza calling Pachulia. I heard my name. They guys having fun talking.
Zaza Pachulia.
Talking about a lot of things. Yes, actually, I'm on my way to Phyllis Arena for the practice. I'm listening to you guys.
Okay.
His voice, he sounds tall.
Yeah. Yeah. He does.
I know.
I couldn't even put my voice on the voice disguiser and make it sound that deep. Zaza Pachulia is a center for the Atlanta Hawks that we were just talking about.
How tall are you?
A little bit taller than you. I'm 6'11", though.
6'11".
Who was 5'4", there? Somebody said he was 5'4".
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, that's you.
Bert.
As a matter of fact, you know what?
Shorty.
Bert, why don't you and Zaza just talk amongst yourselves, and the rest of us will just lean back and let y'all.
Zaza, I bet you'll agree with me. See, I'm talking in scientific sports terms that they can't understand because they're not sports fans, but you and I can have a conversation about this.
Definitely. I need to talk to you, too. So you're saying that you are good in soccer.
Well, here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, and I think you'd have to agree, that there are some guys in the league that are purely basketball players, but not athletic.
We don't have such a guy in our team. I don't know about others, but we don't have such a guy in our team.
I'm sorry, I know this.
I can prove it to you, too.
I know this is just between Bert and Zaza, but if I'm not mistaken, Bert, didn't you call Zaza out by name?
I would just say this. Why are you living in the past when we're talking about the future here? Like, for instance, you as a guy that's 6'11" or whatever, if I took you out of your sport, right, into a realm that you're not used to playing, would you be as athletic, like on a softball field or on a soccer field, as you are on a basketball court?
Why don't we try? Why don't we try? And if let's go on the soccer field, let's have a kick out, and if I lose, I'm going to take you to my restaurant and buy your dinner. But if you lose, you got to come up with something.
Okay, so it would be you and me,
There's a challenge.
You and me on the pitch and playing soccer against each other. Now, how do we determine who wins?
You're going to have some witnesses or cameras.
I think
you guys got to do a shootout, right?
Yeah, can't
in
we just
soccer?
Like, can't we just
is that
have,
what it's called?
Yeah, no, because
know.
A shootout wouldn't test his athleticism against mine. No, a shootout is just you against the goalie. We need to go head to head against each other. So I need to try to get the ball from him. He needs to try to get the ball from me.
I think it's easy. Oh. I think you have an open.
That
I think
tests
you have
the athleticism.
I think you have an open net, and I think you guys just defend each other. You each start with 3 possessions, and the possession ends either when a goal is scored or when the other person takes the ball.
We could use those as the guidelines.
That's
too.
Good. Yeah,
they call it mini soccer, so definitely we can play in a mini soccer on the small field.
He said mini, Bert. I don't.
I'm sure you don't want to run whole that much, you know, on the real soccer field. So
because
we can play in a mini soccer.
Now I could not keep up with him fitness wise, without a doubt, because this is what he does for a living.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying in short spurts, Zaza, that I might be able to keep up with you in soccer.
Well, you should definitely be able to keep up because a few minutes ago you called him slow.
I never said the word slow.
Yeah, you did.
I was saying there are some players in the in the NBA that aren't as athletic
as
others.
No, you specifically
called
Zaza. I
didn't say slow.
Do you want me to go pull it?
I don't even think the tape's working today.
Definitely not.
I'm representing now all the NBA players, so we definitely have to meet on the soccer field.
Okay,
now,
I will take that.
You gotta give me a couple of days now because we have a game tomorrow, opening night. So I don't want to do this thing until tomorrow. But when we have the off day, we definitely going to play soccer.
Now,
see, here's the risk we run into. Also, if Zaza gets hurt, if I hurt Zaza during this whole thing, and he's out for the rest of the season, that affects our city. So I'm a little bit,
dude.
I just want to let him know right now.
I appreciate the comment.
I'm not going to go easy on him.
He already started excuses. I mean,
Are you sure you don't want to just do this tomorrow afternoon? Because a quick victory over Bert might give you the good confidence going in, or would that just be too? Probably too easy.
No, I'd rather do it after the game.
All right.
Okay, I don't want to wear him out before a game.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
So we'll wait till you have an off day, and then, sure, I'll go out there with you, and we'll kick it around a little bit, and we'll see how athletic both of us are.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay,
sounds good. Let all the people know, and let all the people see.
Now, Zaza, let me ask you this.
Man,
because I can detect your accent, and I know that you're not from here, and most people that aren't from our country have some kind of formal soccer training in their past. Did you ever play any soccer in your past?
Yeah, actually I did. I was playing soccer before I stopped playing basketball because, as you guys know, especially I'm from Georgia, Republic of Georgia, Europe, and soccer in Europe is huge. It's big. It's number one sport, not only in Europe, in the world. It's only U.S. that's not that popular. So, like every kid's dream, it was my dream to be a good soccer player.
Super.
So, but unfortunately, I played only 2 years, and they kicked me out because I was growing up very fast. So my soccer coach came up to me and said, son, you are in the wrong spot. You got to go play basketball.
Sure.
And that really hurt me, actually. But, I was a kid at that time.
Uh-oh.
But I'm sure the soccer coach had a vision, that when I was growing up, I was a tall guy, so I was going to be good in basketball. So, of course, now I'm very thankful to him because he told me these words, but the time kind of hurt.
All right, so I just want to make sure here that if we play the soccer game, there's not such an emotional tie-in that if I beat you, you start crying.
Oh, dude.
Because
I can't take that, man.
I have lost in my career. I have won in my career, so I know what it is.
Good. All right, Zaza Pachulia, it is on, my friend. And so it shall be. You and I on the pitch, sometime over the next couple of weeks, and we'll see how this goes. Okay?
Bert is the pitch.
Can't wait.
Hey, Zaza, good luck tomorrow night.
Yeah,
is
ma'am.
It a home game?
Yeah,
yes, yeah, we play against Pacers tomorrow at 7 o'clock, Phillips Arena. And, you know, we'll be waiting for this moment for whole summer. And hopefully we're going to win, because it's very important to have a good start. That sets the tone, and, you know, that's for the motivation and for the fans also. So we can't wait for tomorrow night's game.
I think because the deal was that if Bert, one half of the bet was dinner at your restaurant, right, Zaza? So I think the other half is if Bert loses every Hawks game you attend this season, you have to be wearing a Zaza jersey. Everyone, so people can find you. And it has to be his size.
I like playing a little clip of our soccer challenge on the big screen also.
You mean him crushing you?
Because if nothing else, watching that guy that's 6'10" or 11 taking on a guy 5'4" in soccer is going to be pretty funny. All right, Zaza, hey, good luck with this season. I was just telling these guys, man, I'm stoked for you because nobody is really saying that the Hawks can win a championship. Everybody's talking about Boston, which is good. Talk about Cleveland. Talk about Orlando. Mm-hmm. And I still think Atlanta's sort of flying under the radar a little bit.
I mean, I can bring you a perfect example. Like last year, nobody was saying that Orlando would play the finals, but they were so close for this championship. It's a joke. So once you're up there, once you're in top four, you never know what's going to happen, especially it's a long season. Guys got my hurt, and this is basketball. In the playoffs, anything can happen. You know, so we feel really good about yourself. We want to control ourselves. We don't want to be relayed on other teams. So if we do right things, if we play hard and together, I'm sure we're going to give ourselves a chance to play in the finals. So, but important is to have a good start. We have to go game by game, and everything's going to be good with the help of with our fans.
All right, Zaza, good luck. And we'll see you this week, and we'll talk later in the week as well.
Thank
okay?
you. Good to talk to you guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
What if you had to be the water boy for the Hawks one
wow.
game?
That's funny.
Those are pretty high stakes for for a guy that's only played one soccer game his entire life.
Because during that game, nobody will be more dehydrated than Zaza. Like, he'll be calling
right.
you over every 10 seconds.
And really what you guys do need to know is, seriously, I played my very first soccer game 2 weeks ago.
I'm proud of you for coming strong.
You got to at least put up a good fight, because people can think you're crazy and back out of a bet, which is what I was hoping he was going to do.
Yeah.
But didn't happen.
But it's like one question too many. Hey, did you play soccer growing up? Well, yes. It actually broke my heart that I had to get out of this.
You're on The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.